This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Over the weekend, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta surpassed 3,000 people. As of yesterday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has announced a total of 3,095 people who have tested positive for the virus. Of those people, 16 have died. The most recent death occurred on Friday when a person in their 20s died of complications due to COVID-19. It is the youngest death associated with the virus in the region. Also over the weekend, the Health Corporation announced evidence of community spread of the coronavirus in Kotlik and Pilot Station, raising the number of villages in the region with community spread to 13. YKHC says it could receive doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine this week and begin inoculating Bethel's elder home residents and the region's healthcare workers. Also this weekend, a Bethel police officer shot a person who allegedly threatened the officer with a knife, according to an online dispatch from the Alaska State Troopers. The shooting occurred on Friday. The suspect is being treated for a life-threatening injury, and the officer is not injured. The Bethel Police Department asked the Alaska State Troopers to help investigate the shooting, and members of the Troopers' Alaska Bureau of Investigation responded to assist. Returning to our coronavirus coverage, this week, something big could happen. The first doses of the Pfizer COVID vaccine could arrive in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. And when that happens, the region's health corporation will immediately begin distributing the vaccine throughout the region. The first vaccine shipment will include 1,000 doses. Chief of Staff for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, Dr. Ellen Hodges, lays out where those doses will go.
First will be our nursing home residents in our elders' home, the employees who work there and care for those people, and then healthcare providers and first responders.
The vaccine has to be kept at the ultra-cold temperature of negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. And the right kind of freezer just happened to be in Bethel, down the highway at the UAF-Kuskokwim campus. The campus leaders reached out to the health corporation and lent the ultra-cold freezer. Because the vaccine has to be stored at such a low temperature, YKHC can't just ship it out to villages. Instead,
we're going to have to go to them with the vaccine, a vaccinator, and a pilot.
All on small charter planes.
And fly from village to village and vaccinate those individuals on the runway, basically, and then move on to the next village.
The village clinic workers will line up on the runway, bare their arms in the winter wind, and get inoculated. The vaccine requires two doses. The first shipment will cover the first dose. A second shipment should arrive 2 weeks later. This second dose of the Pfizer vaccine needs to be delivered as close as possible to 21 days afterwards in order to be effective. Each person will receive a card with the date they're scheduled to get their second dose. But this is rural Alaska in winter, when storms often ground planes for days. Dr. Hodges is hoping for good weather. Regardless, she says the health corporation has decades of experience getting temperature-sensitive medical supplies to villages across the region.
We're going to use those same, you know, lessons learned for all of those to try to get this done as quickly and efficiently as possible.
The number of people testing positive for the virus in the region over the past 2 weeks has fallen slightly, but the YK Delta still has the highest case rate in the state and one of the highest in the country. In the city of Bethel alone, the case rate exceeds any state's overall case rate. And in at least four communities, over a quarter of residents have tested positive for the virus. That's all to say that the coronavirus has had an outsized and terrible impact on the region. Dr. Hodges has been at the forefront of the coronavirus response, and the feeling she had when she learned that the vaccine would be coming was profound.
It's hard to describe the relief I felt when I heard that we would actually receive an allocation.
As more doses become available over the next year, Dr. Hodges' goal is to get every person in the region vaccinated, even people who have already tested positive for the virus. Research shows that immunity from a vaccine lasts longer than natural immunity from the virus. In the meantime, she says, this is no time for people to drop their guard.
It is still going to be a long winter, and this is still just one tool in the many tools that we need to combat this deadly and very contagious disease. We still have to wear masks. We still have to wash our hands. We still have to keep our social circles small. But I see a little bit of light on the horizon.
The whole vaccination plan has a special name, Project Togo, named after the Maine lead sled dog during the 1925 serum run when dog teams mushed the life-saving antitoxin across Alaska to quell the diphtheria outbreak in Nome and end the town's quarantine. Hopefully, Togo can deliver again. Continuing our coronavirus coverage, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation staff is treating some COVID patients with antibodies. Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges says the Bethel Hospital has been administering the antibody treatment for a couple weeks after receiving an allocation from the state.
It's called bamlanivimab. That's the brand name of it, and it's a monoclonal antibody.
The antibodies are manufactured proteins that mimic the body's immune system response to fight off the coronavirus. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently authorized the antibody treatment for emergency use. In clinical trials, the treatment reduced hospitalizations and emergency room visits in patients. The antibody is given to people who have tested positive for coronavirus and have a high risk of developing a severe COVID-19 reaction. Recipients cannot be hospitalized or on oxygen and must be over 12 years old. Currently, Dr. Hodges says the outpatient treatment requires monitoring while the procedure is done and is only available at the Bethel Hospital in the region and not at Village Clinics.
Because it's an IV infusion and it has to be given in an area where the personnel can respond to like a bad allergic reaction, because that's one of the side effects of that medication.
Other side effects include nausea, diarrhea, dizziness, headache, itching, and vomiting. Lastly, in the daily COVID count, over the weekend, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 131 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. In alphabetical order by community, there were 5 cases in Akiak, 55 in Bethel, 4 in Chivac, 1 in Amonok, 1 in Kangegunak, 23 in Kotlik, 1 in Nabuskiak, 1 in Nunapachuk, 7 in Pilot Station, 18 in Scammon Bay, 1 in St. Mary's, 9 in Tuluksak, and 4 in unnamed villages. There are 509 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 3,095 cases, 15 medevacs, 34 Bethel hospitalizations, and 16 deaths. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.